As you read the scriptures, you begin to sense something of a pattern in the public ministry of our Lord, where he spends much time preaching and working miracles, reaching out to the poor and the needy, and then he will step back for a time. If you read closely, you begin to notice this pattern that there are really kind of three places where our Lord finds a certain refuge from the crowds. Sometimes he goes up a mountain to be alone with the Father in prayer. Other times he goes out into the desert, how he began his ministry, his 40 days in the desert. And sometimes, like in our gospel today, he gets into a boat to find refuge from the crowds. We're told leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat. I remember a few years back when we were in the Holy Land, a group of pilgrims from our parish, we took a boat across the Sea of Galilee. And I remember the experience being one of this sense of how our Lord would have found refuge. It was a day unlike this tumultuous day with the disciples. We were on the Sea of Galilee in this very beautiful sunny day. It was about 70 degrees. The waters were calm. It was a beautiful day. And I remember having a few moments alone right at the front of the ship we were in, just kind of taking in the peacefulness of that journey across the sea. The ship, the boat, was a refuge for our Lord. Seemingly, even in the midst of this storm that blows up in today's gospel, for we're told that Jesus is asleep in the stern, on a cushion. St. Mark gives us that little detail. And yet this storm arises, and what is the reaction of the disciples? They freak out. They're terrified. They wake him up and they plead with him, "Don't you care, Lord, that we're perishing?" And in response, he rebukes them for their lack of faith. I think it's a very fitting gospel image for our times. There's no question, our world in general, even our own church, is stormy these days. At times, the waves even seem to be breaking over the sides of the boat. These are troubling times in which to live. I suppose probably any generation has said that, but we experience it acutely in our time. And this gospel challenges us to reflect upon our own reaction to the storm swirling about us. What is our reaction? Is there not a strong temptation to freak out, to become prophets of doom? And that reaction really masks what is hidden underneath, which is, in fact, a lack of faith. Underneath that reaction is this fear that God doesn't care, or worse, that he's not capable of calming the storm. Or worst of all, perhaps the fear that God doesn't even exist. And yet, if we are in the boat, we are safe. Christ may seem to be sleeping, but even so, we are safe in his boat. There was one commentator in the Middle Ages who said of the disciples, if they had had faith, they would have believed that even when sleeping, he could preserve them safe. That's the kind of faith we are called to in the midst of the storms in which we live. So the big question is, what does it mean to live in the boat? How do we make sure we are in that boat with the Lord? The simple answer is that the boat is an image of the church. The church is that safe vessel in which the Lord desires to gather us with himself, to make our way across the sometimes stormy waters of the sea of this life to the peaceful shore of heaven. But that has very concrete implications for our lives. To place ourselves squarely in the boat means to avail ourselves of all of the treasures that the church has to give us. To frequent the sacraments. To heed the teaching of the church, which we believe is the very voice of Christ speaking in our day. To draw from all those other spiritual helps, the great tradition of prayer, sacramentals that the church gives us. And along with those gifts, to be in the boat of the church also means a certain responsibility. The Catechism speaks about this actually as it reflects upon St. Paul's words in the second reading today, where he says, "You and I are new creatures." But to live fully that new creation, to belong fully to Christ, means within the church to practice submission. That's not a very popular word these days. The Catechism says if we want to live our lives in the church, we have, first of all, to submit to one another in lives of sacrificial service and love. To submit to the needs of our neighbor. And secondly, to submit to the church's leaders, those who hold authority in the church, our Pope and the bishops, by holding them in respect and with affection. One thing in our own part of the church here in St. Louis that is on the horizon is the return of our Sunday obligation. Archbishop Rozanski has announced that the dispensation that's been in place for over a year now will be lifted at the beginning of July, with the usual exceptions for those who are ill or are otherwise unable to attend Mass for a legitimate reason. But we are called to submit to this teaching, this discipline of the church, our Sunday obligation, as a way of making sure we remain in the boat with Christ. To be in the boat means to live St. Paul's words, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. To be in the boat of the church means to surrender our lives totally to Christ, to be swept up, if you will, into him, or to be plunged into him. It's what happens in our baptism. The word baptize means to plunge, because we are plunged into Christ in our baptism. The same Lord who slept in the boat 2,000 years ago, in a moment will make himself present anew on the altar of our gym. Let's open our hearts to him. Let's ask him to give us the grace we need to keep faith in him, even when he seems to be sleeping in the boat. No matter the storm, we can be sure that in time he will restrain it, pour down the precious gift of his peace, and lead us ultimately to the safe harbor of eternal life. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.